Welcome to the Garden of Eden meditation. Close your eyes and begin by breathing I am. Inhale I, exhale am. And now put your attention in your belly while inhaling I and exhaling am, and become still. Bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows. Inhale, I. Exhale, am. And listen to the silence between the in-breath and the out. And now with your attention in the center of your chest, breathe in I and out am. With each exhale, feel as if your awareness is vast, boundless, and spacious. And into this spaciousness, let's change the breath just slightly. Breathe in, I am, and breathe out, compassion. And now imagine the most magnificent garden spread out before you. Let it contain every wonderful plant, flower, and tree in creation. This is the Garden of Eden, and every single person has a plot in this garden. From the heart of Eden flows a river, the river of life. Its life-giving waters run down a terraced hillside, creating rainbow-colored waterfalls. These waters will heal, revive, restore, and enliven anything it touches. Imagine you are standing on the hillside near the River of Life. From here, you have a view of the entire garden. You can see every plot. And you are the keeper of this garden. It is your job to ensure all the little plots are nourished and healthy. Now bring to mind the person you know is struggling in their life. Imagine looking out over the entire garden before you until you spot their little garden within the greater garden. Once you see it, their plot stands out clearly to your eyes. Imagine many kinds of plantings and trees in their plot. Every kind of tree is there. There are trees of personal qualities like dignity, integrity, and compassion. There are trees of feelings like self-worth and being wanted and being loved. And there are trees of situations like health or gainful employment and good relationships. As you observe their plot, you notice that some of their plantings are looking withered. Even though they are withered, they will never die. But they are in need of healing waters. Their withered plants stand out before you, and in your heart, you know what they are lacking and what tree it is that is so damaged. It may be the tree of feeling loved or of being successful or the tree of integrity. Whatever you think they need, that is the name of this tree. There may be weeds of betrayal smothering their tree of trust or self-worth, or weeds of grief choking their tree of happiness. Breathe and let come what they need. Once you identify the tree you will work on today, imagine stepping into the river and under the waterfall, and let the healing waters fill you and flow through you. Now direct these waters wherever they are needed, simply by raising your hand. Let the waters flow where it is needed. Imagine the ground around the tree becoming moist and fertile. Imagine the weeds shriveling up and pulling back. Imagine the roots drinking up these life-giving waters. Now imagine green leaves appearing on the branches. And then blossoms spring forth. And then imagine fruit begins to grow. Once the fruit comes, you are finished. As soon as this tree is restored to health, the person will begin to embody the qualities of that tree. So now bless their garden with these words. Be well, my friend, for all is well. And what about yourself? You have a plot in this garden, so imagine it now. Seek it out. And send the healing waters into your own little garden. And be brutally honest with yourself in your garden. And do the work that is needed now. Where you find the weeds of disbelief or judgment or any unkind thoughts, uproot them and water deeply the tree of seeing goodness in every being. And now we are done. Take a deep breath and come solidly into your body. Come into this time and space. In gratitude, we say thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.